Well, the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, in its latest report, is focusing on safety and sustainability of operations in the Atlantic region. To find out more, we've invited Paul Barnes to join us live in studio this morning. He's the manager of Atlantic Canada and the Arctic for the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, and he is in studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Fred. Thank you for inviting me.
On this bitterly cold morning.
Very cold.
You're in charge of the Arctic, and you're also in charge of what's going on here in Newfoundland. So CAP's latest report is about collaborating for safety and sustainability, a continuous improvement plan. Why are you doing this now? What's brought this on?
Well, as you know, over the last year or so, there's been a number of oil spills and some other safety-related incidents offshore Newfoundland. And those incidents are obviously being investigated by the platform owners where those incidents have occurred. And improvements are being put in place on those platforms, again, by those operators. But we thought, as a collective industry, we needed to do some improvement initiatives as well, in the form of collaboration with others that are in the basin. We've got some new entrants here, sharing of information such that everyone understands any of the safety risks and can share the information.
So work with government and regulators to enhance training for wildlife observers. You know, what's the need here? We've interviewed, you know, biologists, marine biologists, and they're very conscious of what's going on out there, and especially in light of spills, watching for marine, you know, disasters, and if anything happens with these spills that you referenced.
Yeah, and there's been some criticism that during a spill event that if you're not properly trained, you may not be able to properly observe what type of seabirds may be in the particular area of the spill, or even marine mammals. Mm-hmm. So there's a belief that some enhanced training for those that are in the business of observing oil spills and and their interaction with the environment needs to occur.
Well, if you're offshore as well, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, you know, the oil doesn't stick around for very long once it's in the water, trying to track where that is, where it goes. I mean, you can track a slick by the current, but I mean, it's dispersed pretty quickly in the large ocean, obviously, right?
Yeah, it could be. It depends, I guess, of course, on the wave and other conditions that may be out there. You know, a slick could be contained in one area for a long period of time.
What about with the fishery and the connection there?
Yeah, so
and the work that CAP's doing.
Yeah, so the fishing industry is a very important industry to us because we are occupying largely the same ocean space that they are. And several years ago, both of our industry and the fishing industry set up an initiative called One Ocean, which is an entity that allows for better communication and collaboration between the two industries. So we can share information and avoid any conflicts if they occur. But we think that there's some information that the fishers particularly need in an event of an oil spill. They need to know information kind of real time as to where the slick may be, what other vessels may be in the area, such that, again, they can avoid an area during an incident.
How would you rate the existing safety culture in the offshore in Newfoundland and Labrador?
We think the safety culture is very high. We don't believe there's a safety culture issue, but one of the items that we want to do as a collective industry is to have some further engagement with the workforce, some surveys, some direct one-on-one dialogue to get a better handle as to what their perceptions may be on safety culture and any improvement suggestions that they may have.
What does need to improve, though? Because obviously you've done this report for a reason, and you referenced the number of oil spills that have occurred. None of them have been massive, thankfully, but still of concern. And there's always this people waiting for the other shoe to drop for the big one. So, you know, what needs to improve?
Well, in the whole world of safety, there's obviously continuous improvement that constantly happens, especially in the form of new technology. There's technology related to training, both on simulators and response techniques, for example, and safety equipment, new safety equipment. And that continues to evolve over time, and we just need to be on top of continuous improvement.
You know, we just came through
the
38th anniversary of the Ocean Ranger disaster. You know, the loss of life, of course, being paramount there. But, I mean, obviously as well, you know, almost four decades later, we're still thinking about that, the risks that are associated with this. And it's really at the, you know, at the whim of Mother Nature, if you will, in the offshore. It's dangerous work and risky. That risk is never going to go away, no matter how much how many safety protocols you put in place.
Well, that's true. I mean, the operators have very comprehensive safety plans. Safety is a top priority for everyone that works offshore. But as you mentioned, there is risk associated with the environment, the work environment we're working in. We're working in a cold ocean environment, many miles away from shore, harsh weather conditions, producing and developing exploring for hydrocarbon, which is a risky business.
So what brings you to town now, the release of this report and meeting with officials here to talk about?
Yes, we're based here. I'm based here. We have an office here in St. John's, and we've been working, obviously, since these incidents as an association to address, again, an industry-wide improvement when it comes to safety and environmental protection. But what we wanted to do now with this report is to make it more public. We've had some meetings with the Offshore Petroleum Board, with the Governor of Newfoundland and Labrador. They would like to see us become a little bit more transparent with kind of the activities and initiatives that we're undertaking. So this is one of the reasons why this report's released now.